Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thanksgiving is over. And you had to look pretty hard to be thankful this year. Remember last year, after we got cheated out of a presidential election, and who knows how many Senate elections and congressional elections and other elections down ticket, but we held on to hope that Trump would prevail, that it would all straighten itself out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A little walk down memory lane. Yeah, we held on to hope. And I mean, people were emails. I was getting texts all the time. Kevin, what are your thoughts? What do you think this? And I just knew that this nation would not allow one of the best presidents ever to get cheated out of an election and replaced by a brain dead bonehead like Joe Biden. We waited on Durham. We were, hey, when's Durham going to start arresting people? And when's he going to put his report out? These crooks from Hillary Clinton on down to Lisa Page. I'm talking about top to bottom. Eric Holder. Remember Loretta Lynch in the meeting on the tarmac? I mean, things that you just wouldn't believe people could get away with. None of it happened. I remember thinking at this point in the year, we would face the new year, and these indictments would come down, and the cake would hit the fan, and we were talking about arrests that were going to happen to the CIA director at the time, Gina Haspel, and how there were raids going on, et cetera, and QAnon was, man, it was just a bunch of bupkis. None of it happened. And then we hit the beginning of the year. And Democrats ginned up the January 6th stuff, and we're living with the nonsense of that made-up farce right now. These guys have called commissions and things to analyze what they funded, what they paid for, what they did, and the fact that they are detaining U.S. citizens who did nothing except show up. I remember when people said to me, Kevin, are you going to go to D.C. on January the 6th? And I said, man, I'm not getting into that mess. Little did I know how prophetic that was when I called it a mess. I said, I was thinking about the crowds and going up there without really having a purpose. What were we going to do? I was like, no, I don't do things without a purpose. Anyway, conservatives still remained undaunted even after that. And the reason is, it's because we're optimists. And we're optimists because we have a very simple thing that we do. We have an advantage over the left, and that is we actually work. We actually make things happen. We are the reason this economy moves. We are the reason people still look at the United States as a beacon of hope. It isn't leftists. You know what leftists, what people think when they come over and they get faced with leftism? Ask any true person who's been oppressed in any other country. And you know what they say? They say, this is exactly how it started in our country. Our newly minted citizens pointed leftism. They look at leftists and say, don't let them do this because we know where this is headed. We're it, folks. We are the vanguard. So I'm thankful for you. I really am. I'm glad you're out there. We're optimists. Leftism will suck the wind out of your sails, and that's what Team Demented has done now for over a year, and we'll get more into that in just a bit. Again, you are the thing I'm thankful for all of you who have contributed to the success of the show, but it's not about the show. I mean, yes, do I want this show to be profitable? Absolutely. This is the least thing I'm concerned. If I wanted profitability, trust me, I wouldn't be doing this radio show. I think most of you know I'm a pretty talented guy. But I do this because the success of this show means the success of the movement. It's people catching on, getting it. And I'm thankful for those who help us in the many myriad of ways that you do. By the way, Elise and Andy, thank you for that gift card. It's going to be some Christmas presents. There was a lot more money on it than I thought it was going to be. But I appreciate that. Anyway, I'm convinced in 2022 that the team that I've assembled are going to make you so proud of our accomplishments. But it isn't the way that, you know, like your kid wins a race and you're like, "Woo, look at my kid winning a race." It's not about that. It's about our accomplishments reflect on how much we change society. That's what we're trying to accomplish. So I love when people, "Kevin, I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help you." And you know what's cool about it? When you guys say that, I sense, Kevin, it's not about let's make you rich or whatever. I mean, if that's a nice byproduct, congratulations to us all, because, you know, I turn that money back into, I think, beautiful works. But I sense in you the idea that you want to get it out there. I'm in constant communications with a lady named Bonnie. And she tells me all the time, "We got to get your message out there." Well, it's not just my message, it's your message. And she's right. But the good news is, everything that the left is doing puts a spotlight on the craziness of what they do. And if you just follow up, if you just do your part, people will see it. Think about it. That right now, we are in the midst of not the Christmas shopping season, not the biggest retail shopping season, not the biggest holiday shop, whatever they want to call it. You are in the midst of the biggest smash and grab season, formerly known as a holiday season, formerly known to many of us as a Christmas season. Smash and grab is what it is. See, that's a byproduct of leftism. The craziness that's happening in this country, you don't need to take any blame for. The credit goes to leftists. They hate capitalism. Okay, so why shop when you can smash and grab? I've been joking with everybody. "Kevin, I'm going to go do some shopping." I go, "Why would you shop when you can smash and grab?" Oh, it's a joke, right? It's a joke with a hidden meaning that says, who's bothering to buy? And you know who's doing it? You know, Gavin Newsom, when I was in California over the weekend, Gavin Newsom had to put National Guard troops in front of stores. Why? Because of Gavin Newsom. You think they're going to blame Trump? They're going to blame you? Because stores now have upped security to a level that's outrageous? Who do you think is going to pay for that stuff? Louis Vuitton had upped their security, Nordstrom's, and we'll talk about some of these smash and grabs here in a bit. But it is the smash and grab season, courtesy of the Democrats. And we'll talk more about them when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats have lots of problems. They are being abandoned. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'd love to take credit for the Democrats' demise, and I have contributed. Oh, I have. I've been in some knockdown dragouts with Democrats and I've come out unscathed because I'm tough. I'm a warrior. And I've taught many of you to forego the lunacy of Democrats and their nonsense, other leftists. And you, too, are now engaging in battle and you're winning and you're going, this is pretty. This feels good. I like this. And some of you, most of you, I'm not telling you what you don't already know. I maybe just help you to find that inner warrior that you've needed to get released. And for myself, I am proud of that. I am very proud of doing that for you. But you had that within you. So I'm only take a certain amount of, you know, it's like teacher to grasshopper. Oh, grasshopper, you have this inside of you, right? I mean, there's a certain amount of pride it can take, but it was within you. I just helped you to discover it. But there are others of you who just flatly were on the wrong path. And I don't know who turned you on to me. There's a pastor out of Kansas. His name is Stephen. And I'll do his radio show from time to time. He said, Kevin, every time I come on his radio show, he said, I just want everybody to know, Kevin Jackson is the reason why I am no longer a Democrat. I am no longer stupid. He says it every time I come on his show. I love the dude. Because he openly admits, man, I was lost until I heard this strong black voice come through and say, you better wake up. So I know I've converted some people over. But let me tell you, folks, it ain't us. It isn't me, Larry Elder, Candace, what's her face? It ain't any. It isn't Levin, Handy, what, you know, the biggest converter of Democrats? Other Democrats. That who is the biggest converter. They have run people out of that party. I talked to an LGBT couple over the weekend who said, I left the Democrat Party and became an independent. And as we were having a discussion with her and her significant other, I said to him, you know, the biggest thing that bothers me about the so-called label of conservatism, the biggest thing that bothers me, I said, is the idea that we would be mad at you for finding who person that you connect with. This couple, female couple, had been together for 41 years. Now, you can get biblical all you want, but let me tell you something. If you can stay with somebody 41 years, God bless you. I mean, there are bigger sins for me to be worrying about than you two same-sex couples not following the strict doctrines of the Bible. Now, there may be people out there, Kevin, you're not a real Christ follower. If you say that, then you're not a Christ follower. Because let me tell you something. Love the sin, hate the sinner. And there is not a person out there who dare question my walk with God. I remember my uncle one time saying to my grandmother, Kirk, you know, talking about my brother. He said, Kirk, he's preaching and he's doing this, that, and the other. And Kevin, you know, he don't even go to church. And I was going to church every Sunday I could. Meanwhile, my preacher brother had, you know, I can tell you some stories about him that I go, that's not godlike. Like when I loaned him money and he didn't pay it back and acted like I'd never loaned it to him. You know, so I said to my grandmother, I said, really? So my uncle, who has beaten three wives to the point where they divorced him. And I could go on with some of the shenanigans I know about him. And I only know the tidbits because I was a kid, right? I was sheltered from most of it, has the nerve to question my walk with God. I just scoffed at her. I said, you know, he better go look at his own laundry before he starts looking at mine hanging up on the laundry line, you know. Just be quiet. Anyway, Democrats, folks, are pushing themselves out of the party, are pushing others out of their party. And to the all these woke people that are out there, I say, you reap what you sow. These woke CEOs, you know, they're, ooh, we got to do this for black folks, and we got to do this for the LGBT, we got to do this for the Guatemalan midgets or whatever. I say, okay, great. Welcome to the retail. For those of you who are in retail, welcome to smash and grab. And for the businesses that don't think smash and grab can happen to them, and I'm just using smash and grab as a metaphor, if you guys listen to the program, I could say, welcome to high taxation. Well, you know, because that's what's chasing these companies out of leftist enclaves. Welcome to that. I could pick whatever I want, but smash and grabs are what's happening because it's retail season. It's not shopping season, as I said earlier. So it doesn't matter whether they're doing smash and grab or they're downloading your content for free or they're stealing your electricity, whatever. Leftists steal. They always try to figure out how to gut your business, not just how to get it, how to gut it. Unions, whatever. Work for free. Shorter the work week. Let's give people more money for doing less. And I could go on. Family emergency leave, this, that, and the other. You know, You can't just let people do a bit. You know, if you did a business that said, come in, work the number of hours you want to work, you'll still get the same amount of money. This is what leftists essentially want. Come in, work whatever you want to work. Doesn't matter at the end of the day what the product is and how good the product or service is. Just, it's all set up so you can get something back as the worker. How long do you think that's going to last? Do you think you could run the electric grid if people just said, I'll come in when I choose to come in? You think there are people who really care if electricity is getting to your home or water is getting your home if you just made it? Let's just put it up for grabs. Anyway, one of these smash and grabs happened at an Apple store in the Bay Area. I was out that way over the weekend. And it was just in time for holiday shoppers. But here's what was funny to me is even if you stole the Apple products and you put it on eBay, you'd have to sell a kidney to buy them even at a discount. Have you looked at the price of Apple products? I know Marie's out there listening going, Kevin, she's a Swiss lady, friend of mine, friend of a friend. She's a wife of a friend, which they're both friends. And she said, Kevin, do not talk about my company, this Apple. I'm not talking about your company. I'm talking about the price of the products. And trust me, my three little Guatemalan midgets I'm bringing in cannot afford Apple Watches. Anyway, big problems for Joey Demento. And that's just one of them, the smash and grabs. You know, supply chain stuff still looms. Ships are still out there. And wait in the dock and because there's no truckers, there's no this. Go out and do some shopping. Go to the grocery store. You'll see empty places. It's not empty, but I'm saying there are places where certain products are not there. And we've been feeling it. Biden pretends he's got a handle on things. But what about this new Wu Flu variant from South Africa? Says advocate. Talk about a rock and a hard place. Shut down the economy again, even when people are becoming hip to the ruse. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is updating the nation on the U.S. response to the Omicron variant of coronavirus.
Dr. Fauci believes that the current vaccines provide at least some protection against the new variant, and the boosters strengthen that protection significantly. We do not yet believe that additional measures will be needed, but so that we are prepared, if needed, my team is already working with officials at Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to develop contingency plans for vaccines or boosters if needed.
Biden's briefing comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will be about 2 weeks before we collect more data regarding this new strain. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media company. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey will stay on the board of directors for now. USA Radio News. Today is Cyber Monday with shoppers hunting down deals. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion, 4% more than last year. Traffic at retail stores was down more than 28% compared to Black Friday in 2019. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
There's a new pandemic record for the number of passengers going through security at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.4 million people were scanned on Sunday. That's double the number that went through security on November 28th of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is okay to kick a dead horse. I don't know why people...
It's not right to kick a dead horse.
What's it saying?
You're just kicking a dead horse.
Well, the horse don't feel it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Pile on. The Democrats are in a rough spot. And they put themselves there. You didn't do it.
Oh, Kevin, we're not ones that say I told you so.
Well, then become ones that say I told you so. I tell you, come on, become one. Start saying I told you so. Any of these, first of all, you'll have a tough time finding a diehard Biden supporter. You will. You'll find people that, oh, I couldn't stand that Donald Trump. But you will not find diehard Biden supporters. Because if you do, you just met an idiot, a person who's willing to admit to you. Hey, Kevin, here. Hey, right here, buddy. I tell you what, I'm a total stone-cold idiot. Yeah, idiots. You can vote for Trump and say, now, look, I didn't like his style, but I really like the way the guy, you know, you don't have to be a zealot. But there are no zealots for Biden. And you didn't vote for Trump because you're, oh, I voted for Trump because of that stupid Biden. You voted for Trump, even if you held your nose, as a lot of people try to claim. And you know why people do that? Because they think it's sexy. They think, oh, I'll tell people I voted for Trump, but I'll pretend that, you know, I wasn't for him. Get over yourselves. You either vote for what you want or you don't. It's that simple. It's like, I don't like Bobby Knight as a coach. Do you like Indiana winning? I don't like Bear Bryant. He's such a mean coach. Do you like Alabama winning football games? Yeah, you can not like somebody's style, but you doggone appreciate the outcome. I promise you this. If people knew what these big companies do to make their money, if they read the books on these moguls and what they've done, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the J. Paul Gettys and so on, who they ran over, mowed over to get to where they are. And, well, I could never invest my money with, you know, whatever, J.P. Morgan or whatever. Yeah, you could. And you do. Bezos was one of the most predatory dudes on the planet. Microsoft, Bill Gates, oh my gosh, do I really have to go into Jeffrey Epstein and why Melinda divorced that dude? This is a guy that wants to change fundamentally how you live your life. He believes he can dictate who lives and who dies. This is what Bill Gates is about. And he, let me tell you, a guy that's had that much money for that long, I almost say it should be illegal. Because the stuff this dude has been able to do with billions of dollars, unmolested, no moleste, as they say in Spanish. So, are you kidding? If you knew all the dirt on the things that you support, Microsoft wouldn't even exist if we knew the dirt on Bill Gates. We'd be like, oh, get that nasty thing off my computer. But, you know, people, I like Trump's style. And let me tell you, I like results. And I don't know you. I don't know who listens to the program. I mean, I know some of you. But I'll tell you this, you like results. And let me tell you what conservatives are short on when we fight. We're short on results. There ain't no blood on our hands. There's blood on our noses and blood coming out of our mouths and our ribs are broken after the left kicks the crap out of us because we don't have people that want results. See, the difference between me and a lot of other people that fight for you is I know how to freaking win. And I'm going to claw your eyes out. You get what I'm saying? It's like one of my friends, he read my book. He says, man, Kevin, I read your books. He goes, I see what you're saying. This is my buddy Bob out in Florida. He's like, I see what you're saying, man. When you talk about you know, you get in a fight with you, you ain't planning on winning. But there's going to be there's going to be two losers. Okay, if we fight and you can beat me, there will be two losers. It won't just be me. Because I'm going to go down like you never believe. You're going to think you fought a snow leopard. You like that reference to the snow leopard, the white leopard? Okay, a Black Panther. I don't play. And when we're doing this, the reason why I tell, you know, we joke about it, but the reason why I tell you guys I don't play is because I understand the seriousness of it. These guys are ruthless, and we employ people that don't care. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to build a strategy. They don't know how to structure an argument. I'm talking metaphorically or otherwise. They can't do it. They don't even, you know how many Republicans I talk to that cannot articulate, well, Kevin, I'm going to go to D.C. and I'm going to do this. Shut up. Get out of my face. You're not going to go to D.C. and do anything. You're going to go to D.C. and play the game. There's very few people that go up there and say, I'm willing to take this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, this girl, Lauren Boebert, or whatever her name is, that Ilhan Omar is accusing of anti-Muslim stuff. I would say, Ilhan Omar, I don't care about your anti-Muslim stuff. You know what? I don't like you. I think you are full of vitriol. I don't know how we let you in this country. I'm not going to speak for other Muslims, but if you're their representative, then yes, I will speak for them. Because you are poison. In your country, you are dirt. And you come here and all you want to do is talk smack. You should be thanking people in this country for letting you in. And I've never heard a word of gratitude come out of your freaking mouth. See, I want warriors like that. And say, this establishment that wants to demonize me because I dare speak out against somebody who does not like this country, screw you too. I saw DeSantis in an interview, and it was during the debate with Gillum, and I forget what it was, but man, he ripped this dude. Gillum was trying to get after him about something. DeSantis was like, "Are you kidding me?" And he just, it was Trumpian. I didn't follow DeSantis when he was running too much for governor. I just wanted him to win because I knew Gillum. Well, he's a Black Democrat. And he's looking the part, you know, he's up there, he's all suit and tie, and he's all, you know, well, my opponent, well, after all, he's white. Yeah. See, what I want to do for Florida folks is to make you understand that, well, my opponent, he's white. Yeah. And that was his stump speech everywhere he went. Just understand this. He can't understand our problems because have I mentioned that? Well, my opponent, he's white. And DeSantis was like, yeah, look, let me tell you something. I served in the Navy. I did this. I didn't care about people's color. I didn't care about their sexuality. What? I just did. I mean, he just ripped. And Gillum, I just saw the piece in the interview, in the debate, and Gillum's all like, well, what do I say to that? See, they got nothing to say. And DeSantis didn't have to, he wasn't even defending it. He was like, what are you talking about? I'm in the Navy. I run businesses. Not one time did I ever think about somebody's color. When I'm serving in my role, I don't think about your color. I think about right versus wrong. And if he wants to think about that, that's on him. Man, he was brilliant. And he had the same style as Trump. Like, screw you. You're not going to get away with this. Oof. Think about it, and I'm get all Chris, what's his name? Chris Matthews, all tingly up the leg. But it was true. Democrats don't have fighters. They have cheaters. They don't know how to fight. They stack the deck. But when they're confronted with a real pugilist, they don't know what to do. They're like, Gillum, I don't know what to say. He's not falling for the racism bit. He's not falling for the sexism bit. He's not falling for the sexuality bit. He's not falling for the feminism bit, you know, whatever. No, not falling for any of it. So they're in a rock and a hard place. Look, right now, they have to make a decision. Do we shut this economy down because they got this whole WooFlu thing coming up, a new version? People are hip to it. Let's go, Brendan. Yep. The price of gasoline has people squealing like stuck pigs. And Joe Biden says, it wasn't me.
My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas. 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 Raising the price of gas.
It was Joe raising the price of gas, trying to shut down the economy. He called it a myth. He said, it's the myth that inflated gas prices. When he said the myth, I will admit, I was like, what, Joe? What, Joe? About to talk about what? The myth of gas prices. He says they're not due to environmental measures. Well, what does it do to, Joe? What does it do to? The reason why gas prices are going up, is it OPEC? What? Here's my question. Why is it that Donald Trump could have us energy independent? We were producing oil and gas and CNG and shipping it all to other places in the world, which, by the way, all these places needed it. We were handling Europe so that they didn't have to depend on Russia to do it, which was good foreign policy. And what did Joe do? He messes it up, and then he says, it wasn't me. Yeah, it was you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Where are the people to fudge the numbers in the 11th hour when you need them? Because Joey Demento's economy is on life support. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, buddy. Smash and grab season numbers missed the mark. This is a report that I read. It was reported that online spending during the holiday season is on track to top $200 billion for the first time. And now the bad news. Thanksgiving Day sales were on the low end of projections. Now keep in mind,
These are people who are trying to put a spin. They're trying to put lipstick on the pig. Because online sales have been rising steadily since the internet developed. Rising, rising, rising. So there's a percentage of online sales you expect. You expect the, I don't know what the number is, but for the sake of this discussion, say a 7 to 10% gain year over year. People now see online shopping as no big deal. Even older people are now getting it. They're making it so easy. To be honest with you, there are times where Amazon is more convenient than me going and getting in my car and driving literally 15 minutes away to go get something. Amazon can have it to me almost as quick. And with the price of gasoline, oh, Lordy, Lordy, I'm so happy that there are people that will bring me my stuff. I mean, yeah, you pay a little bit more in fees, but when you balance it all out, at $5 gallon of gas, I don't need to spend $10 to go get a $7 hamburger. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. I think you do. Anyway, here's what they said. On the low end, this was from Adobe Analytics, the Thanksgiving sales were, and I was just thinking, on the low end is what Americans have gotten used to since the big cheat. Because Biden can't deliver anything on the high end unless you count inflation. That's on the high end. Now, here's what Adobe said. Online sales on Thanksgiving Day were a measly $5.1 billion. And here's what they wrote. I want to give you specifically what they wrote. That amount matches last year's Thanksgiving Day spending. Okay. Well, it's the first time since Donald Trump was elected that the number has gone down. Now, you might be thinking, hold on there, black man. Hold on there, Kevin Jackson. You said the number matched last year. Yep. But I already tipped it off. I already gave it away. Were you paying attention? Or were you sleeping in class? Were you passing notes? Because I already gave it away. See, last year's numbers, to match them means you failed because you have to adjust for what is automatically going to occur as more people are alive now and more people are shopping online every single year since online shopping came to be. There's an automatic growth curve. In one article I read, they compared this year's Thanksgiving numbers to 2019. And here's, I'm going to read it exactly. Roughly a 21% increase over 2019. Now, why would you put that? Why would you put Joe Biden's Thanksgiving numbers compared to not 2020 even, 2019? Why did they do that? They did it because they want to show, oh, well, if you go back enough years, we'll show you that even Joe Biden is growing the economy. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden's inability to get people to go shopping. And worse, they said the level of e-commerce spending was at the bottom of Adobe's predicted range, which was between $5.1 billion and $5.4 billion. But see, they think I would stop there. I went further, and I found an article where analysts were expecting online sales for Thanksgiving to be $5.9 billion. So he missed it even more than Adobe's low-end figures. And that's what the left does. They want to paint this rosy picture of Biden. Let me tell you something. You and neither of the people around you, neither the Democrats who voted for this clown, nobody's buying it. The demented left's minions try to be optimistic, predicting total online sales this year, they say, will be $207 billion, a 10% increase over the last year and an all-time high. And they couldn't even hit the numbers for Thanksgiving. And as I mentioned, online business is growing year over year. They want to celebrate. Oh, Joe Biden's going to have the biggest online sales ever. Yeah. I'm going to bet you right now that number doesn't get hit. And I don't represent everybody, but I know this. My Christmas shopping will be one-fifth of what it was last year. 20%. I don't know what we spent. If we spent $3,000 on Christmas, I'm not going to spend more than $600 on Christmas this year. I'm telling you right now.
Most people I've spoken with, they've all said, we're cutting corners, man. Think about this. 4.4 million people left their jobs last month, or the last reported month. And it was larger than the previous record, which had happened the month before, which was like 4.3 million people leaving their job. And I want you to consider this. This is the worst time of year to leave your job. The only thing they hire right now are seasonal workers. They don't hire for jobs because nobody wants to carry you on their books through the end of the year. Now, if they're on a calendar year, if they're on a fiscal year, they might. But if they're on a calendar year, which many companies are, they don't want to carry that weight. They're like, we're not going to let you qualify for holidays and all. You know, most people get all their procedures done during this time of year, et cetera, because it's time off. They get so many days off. They don't want to carry you. Too many free days. You have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. I'll wait. I'll wait until mid-January. Maybe I'll wait until after MLK's day before I'll bring you on. So, you know, add to the number of people who are already on unemployment and whose benefits ran out a few months ago, and you understand my pessimism for the retail season, and then throw in smash and grab. So, let's look at the numbers, because I want to go back to that. Because they make it sound like, oh, these numbers are so great, blah, blah, blah. Understand, folks, the only reason that Biden matched last year's Trumpian numbers is that consumer prices for everything is so much higher than in the previous year. Remember the supply chain issues that we talked about? The supply chain issues that did not exist under Trump, but do exist under Biden. Almost all products now cost more this year. And I'm not talking 1, 2, 3% increase. I'm talking 7 to 30%. So if we adjust for inflation, Biden's smash and grab season is far less than the Trump holiday shopping season of last year or any year. And just so you guys are aware, and we published this, this was on Fox Business. Thanksgiving Day consumers to spend up to $5.9 billion. This was hours before Thanksgiving. They were already saying this. 51% of shoppers plan to shop online Thanksgiving Day. This was all the feel-good. That was MSNBC. U.S. Thanksgiving online shopping spending to set record. That was from Hill Country News. Americans are already shopping online during Thanksgiving. That was from Netherlands News Live. Holiday shopping by the numbers, trends for the 2021 season. And that was a September 21 article that was talking about how people were going to blow things out. The economy was so good. I went and looked at these. Fox Business. Up to $5.9 billion. Didn't happen. 51% of shoppers going to shop on Thanksgiving. Optimistic. Woohoo! Didn't hit the numbers. And we're used to it now with Joe Biden, not hitting the numbers. So, along with everything else Joe Biden's going to fight, he's fighting an anemic economy that's only being propped up because the price of goods and services have gone up so high, it's making the numbers look artificially good for him. If he wants to run on his laurels on that, congratulations. Oh, by the way, they're saying gas will stay at $4 or $5 a gallon and probably go higher. So if you want to rest on your laurels with that, great. If food prices are going to stay 20 to 40% higher, and you want to say, ooh, look at this great economy, because guess what, Americans? You can afford it. Yeah, well, you know what? Millions of them can't. And if you believe that the Democrats that shoehorn this clown into office in this big cheat, and the ones that are leaving are going to stay there, you are out of your mind. People are now noticing the price of things, and that is the Democrats' worst scenario.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.